Okay, why don't we get started? That's 7:34, but first up is the roll call. Tom Cargi's here. Dan Hollenbach. Kathleen Hughes.
Here.
Dawn Mazgala.
Here.
Ron Lamar. John Rager.
Here.
Annette Madden.
Here.
Ingrid Liu.
Here.
Catherine Christmas. Joel Luking.
Here.
Lori Gillard. Lori, you're here. Lori?
I'm here.
I do too.
Lori?
She's here in spirit. John Flynn. Julie Armstrong.
Here.
And Marta Kosber.
Here.
Okay, we have no public comments according to Sarah. So first up is approval of the meeting minutes. Can I get a motion to approve?
I'll send a motion, Tom, it's Julie.
And can I get a second?
I'll second, it's Lori. I couldn't get my mute turned off.
Hi, Lori, I assumed you were there.
I know, what the heck? I'm like, what is happening?
I gotta do this roll call again, guys, sorry. Tom Cargi is a yes. Dan Hollenbach, Kathleen Hughes. Oh, I'm sorry. Was there any discussion on the minutes? I apologize.
I don't think so.
Okay, I have to give everyone a chance. So, Kathleen Hughes?
Here.
No, this is to approve the minutes from last meeting? That's a yes?
Yes.
Dawn Mazgala?
Yes.
Ronald Lamar? John Rager?
Yes.
Annette Madden?
Yes.
Ingrid Liu.
Yes.
Catherine Christmas. Joel Luking.
Yes.
Lori Gillard.
Yes.
Lori Gillard, I keep doing that.
That's okay. Sounds French.
I'm working on it. John Flynn. Julie Armstrong.
Yes.
French.
And Marta Kosber.
Yes.
Okay. Next up is reports from the subcommittees. Did any of you guys get a chance to meet? I mean, I know it's kind of, there's nothing really going on right now. So if you didn't, I don't blame you, but if there's anything that anyone has to report, please let us know.
Nothing on the survey committee.
John?
No.
No. I forgot who was chairing the communications. Was that you, Joel?
Yeah. No, multidisciplinary committee is a negative.
Okay.
Hey, Tom.
So next up is the update regarding the reporting deadline, and I turn it over to the capable hands of Sarah.
The Village Board of Trustees will be considering the resolution to extend the Dear Committee's report deadline at the September 14th meeting.
And I had polled everyone, and everyone's fine with it, just so you guys know.
So essentially just want to make sure that we are all still good with the October 31st deadline, and there's no desire to extend it further than that. I mean, you can, but that would just require a second resolution to go to the board.
Yeah, I think that we obviously need the one in September because right now we do have a mandate for a September 30th report. But, we were considering this in January of last year, so those dates aren't hard. And given the amount of data that we've gotten, I don't know that September is going to be enough time. I'm very impressed by the response rate of River Forest residents. I've been doing surveys since I was on the park board in the beginning of 2007, and I've never seen a survey with this response rate. So it certainly shows people are interested. So where are we right now, Sarah, on numbers? Do you know?
A quick question. This is Julie.
Julie,
can you speak up a little bit? We couldn't hear you.
Oh, sure. I've actually never had anyone tell me I couldn't be heard. Is that better?
It was a testament to your technology, not your voice.
Okay. I'm just asking, are we talking about when the survey closes, just for clarity on the topic?
No. What Sarah and I were referring to was the report that's due to the Village Board. The survey, I don't think that there's any will to extend it, nor I think there's a need. That will end the 31st. Of August.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you. I'm sorry.
So it was just because we had pushed back the survey responses by a month, just to remind you, I thought, and people agreed, that it was appropriate to give this committee a little more time rather than that hard September 30th deadline. I polled the members of the village board and no one objected to it. We didn't formally consider it at the last meeting because everyone said, well, why don't you find out if you're gonna need more time? So that's why we left it open. Again, I'm sure at the next meeting, if push comes to shove and if everyone wants to proceed, the village board will give us that additional month. So there's no rush to this. So where are we at now? How many additional surveys since the last, what you sent out in the packet?
As far as the total number of surveys, so for online, we've received 1,384, and then so the paper response is 18.
Okay. So yeah, so as of Sunday?
So 1402.
Whatever. As of the 31st, the survey will be done. And then we need to sort of figure out how we're going to divide up the work. So tonight was really, I didn't anticipate this being a very long meeting unless someone's got something they want to raise, but it was just sort of to get ideas for everyone on how to proceed once we get in all the survey results, how we want to break it up, and then how we're going to prepare the report. So those are the two items, the new business, but I'm just going to merge them into one item. So I'm open to ideas on what to do and how to do it.
Well, we have to obviously wait till the 31st.
Right, but I want to have at least a plan in action because, we spent a lot of time sort of planning to plan. So I would like to at least be able to have made a preliminary discussion of how we want to proceed so that our next meeting, because again, we got to formalize all this stuff. That's the challenge of doing a village community or village board or village subcommittee, wherever we are. Because we're subject to the Open Meetings Act. So we can't do decisions. We can't make, we can't take action. We can't take definitive action until we've had a public meeting and a vote. And so too often we're sort of, and I'll take the responsibility for it, we sort of spring things on everyone at a meeting and then expect everyone to decide at that meeting. And I want to avoid that with this so that we compile this, we analyze the data and we put the report together in an intelligent, planned manner. And so I don't want to wait till we have all the results and to say, okay, this is how we're going to do it. Ideally, and again, we're not going to decide tonight, but ideally tonight we'll at least come up with somewhat of a game plan of how to proceed so that our next meeting we can implement that game plan.
Well, we have to, does SurveyMonkey have any tool to compile this data or do we have to do that?
No, it was all, if you looked at the packet, Dawn, there was compilations of each of the questions.
I did, yes.
Okay, so, and I figured you did, but so, what I'm talking about out is, do we want to further parse the data? I mean, what we want to do with the data. So all the data has been compiled. We have discrete answers to questions, but I have some concerns based on looking at more of the comments than anything else. Like a lot of people in the comments suggested that we do things that we can't legally do. For instance, people suggested that we move deer or we use contraceptives. Right. That's not an option for us because the state of Illinois won't let us do it.
Right, well, that will go into the, obviously, I agree with you, and I came away with the same thing, that there's a lot of education that needs to go along with this. But before we get there, we're just going to have to compile a report and say, this is the data, and then come up with some, and communications and education is going to be a big part of it. Because I was going through those comments, and, we've been embroiled in this for how many months, so we know all the issues, but apparently not everybody else does. Yeah.
Welcome to village politics.
Right. I know. So you're like, well, I mean, like, can we even have, the gentleman from the DNR that was at our meeting, like,
Tim?
We could have a public forum where he can speak to everybody about, but that's once we have to analyze the data.
Can I just know for the record that Jack Flynn has arrived at the meeting?
Oh, okay.
John.
And the one question we that was brought up by Sarah was whether that there is some people that do not live in the community that responded, and whether we want to keep that data or remove it.
Yeah, that'll require a formal vote of the committee, but it would be my thought that since the condition of taking the survey was being a resident of the village.
Right, they should be excluded.
We wouldn't, but again, that has to be a committee decision, not, I can't.
I think people fought really hard to make sure that people, only people in the community.
No, and I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying that that's not something that we can do without the authority of the committee. So that we have, you know, unfortunately, we got to vote on all this stuff. And unfortunately, it's a good thing for democracy, but it makes it more challenging that we can't just sort of make obvious decisions, or at least in my mind, what are obvious decisions. So does anyone, so Dawn, you're saying basically we just take the results and then do a report. Is there anyone that has other thoughts? Yes, John.
Yeah, I mean, obviously SurveyMonkey is going to have some tools to compile the results and we can look at graphs and charts and whatnot. But it does seem like there's going to be comments. There could be a lot of comments. So it seems like we should maybe, we have three different subcommittees and I don't remember, maybe there's 15 questions. Maybe one subcommittee 15. Parses through one through five, the next subcommittee parses through six through 10 and just goes through the comments and gives, you know, some real good due diligence. You know, how common were, you know, comments and certain concerns that we didn't consider. Understand, Tom, obviously there's going to be comments, hey, you know, do things that are.
I think your suggestion is a good one, John. I mean, again, it was just in going through it for me, there was a lot of assumptions that went into, my concern was there's a lot of assumptions that went into the answering of the questions that aren't doable. I was only commenting on that.
But we need to go through those. SurveyMonkey's not going to go through the comments.
No.
It's just going to go through your options.
And that would be part of the report. You know, here's the comments.
But I think what John was suggesting is
1,402 surveys.
Breaking up the survey so that the comments could be digested, you know, one through five. I mean, I think those people got the easiest job because that's kind of like your name and address. And
yeah, we could even break it up, evens, whatever, one every three.
I think that that's a good idea if the members of the subcommittee are willing to do that.
Well, I think we got to go through those comments.
Again, I'm just trying to figure out how to proceed. I don't really have any preconceived ideas.
Why don't we do that? Kathleen. That's what I vote for.
Yeah, I was just thinking that if, you know, I think based on the data that SurveyMonkey will show, I think we just review it in the meeting and what we might see is a couple ones might contradict each other, but I mean, you're going to see X percent love the deer and don't want anything done. And so I think we just have to have kind of a high level discussion. And then I think, you know, everybody, we did take the number of comments divided by the number of committee members and they have to, everyone, you know, reviews a certain number and kind of reports back.
Just a suggestion, should we have like breakout groups take that so that we have like a consensus kind of written up, right? Like hey, we took, you know, we took comments 1 through 200 and wrote a synthesis on what that.
Well, because remember we got the Open Meetings Act to deal with. So I kind of like John's idea of dividing it into the subcommittees because you guys can have meetings without them being.
Yeah.
They can have meetings without them being public, and it gives you an opportunity. I do think that it would be important not just to assign each member of the committee a question, you know, comments 1 through 50, because I think the collaborative effort on sort of what matters, what doesn't matter, would be more beneficial rather than just saying, well, I didn't think that one mattered, so I'm just going to throw it out or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
I think
you know
I'm agreeing with John, I guess
is
what I'm saying.
I'm
agreeing with John.
Is there anyone that, because I like that idea, John, and Julie and Kathleen, is there anyone that doesn't want to proceed that way? Again, we're not voting tonight, but I'm just trying to get other thoughts of perspectives on this.
It's good to me.
That sounds reasonable and efficient to me.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Joel?
Sounds good to me,
Marta?
Too.
Go ahead, Marta. I'm sorry.
No, I just said it sounds good to me.
Okay. Anyone have an objection? Okay. So at our next meeting, we'll divide the questions. And, you know, some of them we'll figure out, like those questions that don't really need to be analyzed. And then we'll make assignments to the three subcommittees. And then preparation of the report is the other thing. Again, it's something we may want to defer this question until we've looked at the survey more deeply, but how do we want to go about doing that? I mean, it's drafting by committee is always a challenge. So I'm open to discussion on that one as well. That's a huge burden. I mean, I would be willing to do it, but I don't want to take on, you know, I don't want to just
meaning
help them through.
Meaning you're trying to get someone to be put on point per subcommittee to assimilate the notes, or you mean an assimilation
actually
of the notes going to somebody on the overarching committee?
My thought is just the preparation of the report, which would be incorporating both the raw data, which is easy, but then also the comments from the subcommittees and all the information that's brought forth into a report that can at least be read by everyone. Julie, if your committee wants to do it, I'm fine with that. It's just a lot of work, and I didn't want to burden you guys with that.
Why don't we put together somebody from each of the subcommittees?
Okay.
For that.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
You mean one person per subcommittee, Don?
Yeah, maybe. Or it could be.
Yeah,
this would be a committee of three.
One more time,
Tom. Committee of three, then.
I have a question. I've got a question. Is there a certain template that we have to follow for these sort of reports?
There are templates out there. There's a template from like Ann Arbor that I can recall, and a place in Wisconsin. Joel, you
No, no, no. I meant for the village. I meant for the village, because I know I have some reports I have to put together that have templates.
No, there's no template. There's no required format for the village. Actually, Joel, would you mind sharing with Sarah so that she can share with the rest of the committee the report that your group did up in Wisconsin? If you don't mind.
Let's see. Which report might you be talking about?
the Deer Committee you were on, I assumed you did a report to your at least your neighbors or something.
I actually wrote an aerial survey report that was like a memorandum that I presented to the membership of the association.
You didn't do a survey, you didn't do something like this.
Right, we never prepared a formal report. We had a series of discussions at association membership meetings, and then had items put up for vote. But I mean, I can certainly share a study that I did with a wildlife biologist up where my family's vacation property is. I mean, it might be helpful as some type of a starting point, but.
I think that one's not really on point, Joel. This is reporting on and making a recommendation. It sounds like I was under the impression that you'd done a survey as well, so I apologize. I think that three-person committee is fine. If the subcommittees could get together and discuss who they want to burden with this responsibility and get back to us next week, we can name them. Let Sarah know who your representative would be so that we can post it on the, because again, we'll be taking final action in our next meeting on the creation of the subcommittee. So let Sarah know who the three people are. Yes, Ingrid.
Can I just clarify, so we're not interpreting the data, we're just presenting the data to the village trustees in this report, correct?
We can interpret the data. I mean, SurveyMonkey's already interpreted the data for us, just giving us the raw numbers. I'm not sure what you mean by interpreting the data.
Well, I guess interpreting what will be done with the information, right? I mean, that's not up to us. That's the whole point, is just to present in a report the results of the survey.
No, but also to make a recommendation to the village board.
Okay, but that wouldn't be those three people. That's job of our committee.
That is the job. The committee will have a final vote on the final version of it. But Ingrid, you had mentioned before about given your medical profession, in assisting interpreting data. Is there a way, do you look at this differently than I do? Because the only really data left to be interpreted from my read, and admittedly I didn't memorize this stuff, but I did go through it throughout the week, it really seems that the only thing is it's culling down the comments. The data itself.
I mean, that's going to be difficult to do, just by interpreting the comments and reporting, and we have to make sure we address each comment fairly and equally, just no matter how relevant or not. But because that otherwise, why do we invite people to give those comments? But
what I was envisioning was categories of comments. I mean, obviously, we're not going to identify who made the comment, but we can sort of like loosely categorize the comments into various groups.
Right. Yes, but in terms of making recommendations, do we say, okay, collectively, if the majority of people, more than 65%, say that they love the deer and don't want anything done, or the other way around, then are we making a recommendation to the board based on that information? I thought we were just presenting the information.
Based on, I mean, we ultimately are making recommendations, not just limited to the survey. That's not the only criteria. This committee has fairly broad brush authority to make a recommendation. we're using the survey as a guide to let us know what the village thinks. But at the end of the day, you're all appoint, you're independent, you're free to vote however you want on the issue. You know,
so we're far from
on, you would do
that
it in part relying on the survey. I'm sorry, I talked over you.
And yet, sorry, I think there's a delay or something. But so we're talking, we're still waiting for all the results of the data to come in, because that the deadline is the 31st.
Correct.
And so at what point do all those results be sent to the three-person committee to develop the report? Or wait, but we still have, so that's after we divide up the subjective comments, right?
Right.
And so after we all come together and convene again to make a recommendation.
Yes. So the report will be written after this body decides what the recommendation is, and then presumably the report would contain the rationale of the majority of the committee that voted one way or the other. I don't know how to proceed.
Okay.
But we all have to use the data to, we should be, you know, it should be, I mean, the whole, you know, we'd heard about data driven, then we need to use this report, the results of this report.
I guess,
Tom, I don't know what you're saying, actually. I'm a little.
What confused. I'm saying is that the raw numbers themselves shouldn't be the only thing that we consider. I think the comments are important. And so I'm trying to figure out a way of collating the comments so that we get a sense of what drove the decision making in some instances.
Right.
That's all I'm trying to say. Because we did ask people for comments. And so I think if we just disregard them,
all we're going by
is the raw vote.
No one thinks we should disregard those comments. And that's anecdotal evidence is what that's called. And they are should be a part of a survey, you know, a marketing survey like this, results. It's anecdotal. So you have to be careful how you how much weight you put to those.
Well, again, the weight that people put is up to them. The weight each of the members of the committee put is up to them. I just want to try and figure out a way of collating it so that we have it in an accessible fashion.
You just put down all the comments. I mean, there's nothing to, I mean, I guess, what are you trying to do with the comments?
I would like to summarize them in groups to put them in a more cohesive fashion.
You can get the three people who are going to talk, you know, collate everything, and that's fair. But I don't think that unless I'm misunderstanding, I don't think that this group of three people, I feel like they're going to interpret it their own way, depending on, you know, their views or whatever. I think what the three people should do is literally collate the data objectively, bring it back to the committee, and then we all just we come to a recommendation, discuss it, and come to the recommendations. Then we create the report. Am I misunderstanding this?
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jen.
Yeah, I think what Tom
and then Julie.
We're going to get the data. All right, SurveyMonkey. We're going to run some graphs, some bar charts, whatever. Then we have our three groups, not three people, three groups going through the comments, so we can collate the comments, organize them in a meaningful fashion. And there are going to be some good comments. And we're going to articulate those as a group together. We're going to look at the data as a group together. Mm-hmm. Come up with a sketch of some conclusions and how the report should be. And then that's when the three people are going off to write the report. The three people are not the deciders or anything like that. They're just taking all of our work and putting it in a concrete paper so it's communicated in a proper form. That's all. The three people are not doing anything other than actually just putting together the report.
Collating. Yeah, well said.
John said it much better than I was trying to. Yes. Julie, yeah.
Cool. I just had two points to make. The first is, I know we had said that we were going to try to pick one person off each subcommittee. I just wanted to make sure that wasn't leaving people out, that everybody on the call had a chance to be a part of the subcommittee, because I don't want it, like, let's just say Ingrid, for example, and Ingrid, I have no idea if you're on a subcommittee or not, if she wanted to be one of these three people and wasn't on the subcommittee, would she have a chance? So I think we just need to address that, right? Versus like me going off and talking to Lori and Kathleen and Catherine and deciding one of us. And then the second thing is that I feel I am in agreement with where John and Dawn are going, is that I don't feel like it's our job to interpret it. I think we have to present it. I have no idea if my company could do this or not, but part of the products that we do is like data visualization. So I'm not sure if I've got a data scientist or whatever on staff that could take like commentary and put it into to something that would help us digest it more, but I can ask the question, right? If that's a conflict of interest, I'm happy to not do that, but I do, part of my company work is data visualization. So, but we don't really work with like text a lot. So I don't know how that would be done versus like tick data. But I'm happy to look into that if people would be open to me doing that. But my first question stands. I just want to make sure that others aren't left out if they weren't on a subcommittee to participate in the collation part of it.
Well, each of the three subcommittees that we have contain everyone but me.
Okay.
So everyone on the committee is a member of a subcommittee.
Got it. Okay.
Jack's not? I can get you on a committee, Jack.
Jack isn't,
the whole. So except for Jack Flynn and I, everyone else is on a subcommittee. So, yeah. You know, if there's a fight, you know, and if you got two people on the subcommittee that really want to be on this thing, Bear and Wine, we're limited to four people under the Open Meetings Act that can communicate without an open meeting. So that's our hard stop. So if someone really desperately wants to be on the writing committee and there's someone else from the committee that does as well, we can deal with that. I don't think that's going to happen, but we do have that alternative. Yes, Ingrid.
Can we, we can finish this topic, but before I forget, can we get a little bit more clarification of how we should take the comments and maybe categorize them or bulk let's say a little bit more details about what we should be doing with the 1,000 comments that we have?
I'm going to leave. Go ahead, Kathleen.
Ingrid, that's actually what I was going to say is I think, yes, I guess that will be up to the folks that review them. But the way I envision it is where it's, you know, you set up categories and you may have to add categories as you read the comments. But, you know, a category could be, you know, reinforcement of not wanting to do anything to the deer. A category could be ideas which are not feasible or not permittable. Further evidence, you know, where you kind of put them into buckets. That's kind of how I envision how you would interpret the data. Because I think at the end of the day, a lot of people in the village are going to want to know what other residents said. So I think that's a way you can kind of capture or quantify how the comments kind of fall.
Yeah, Ingrid, again, just in my reading of it, and I didn't study it, but I did go through all the comments. They kind of fall for the most part into broad categories. I mean, the one that stood out to me was the people that said that we should sterilize the deer. So there were a lot of comments like that where people had similar ideas. So I do think it lends itself, but I think that has to be, we got to leave that up to people doing the work to reach their own categories. And there's four people on each committee. So it's not the work of one person. It will be collaborative. And I'm assuming that each of the groups reach some consensus on how to proceed. And again, having looked at the comments, I think they're going to be similar, like Kathleen said. But if there's an issue, we always come back to the committee. So nothing is final until this committee votes on it. So we always have the ability to change the way something was done, as you can tell by the way we redid the survey over and over again.
One comment about the comments. I think this is a really valuable thing because the community, when they see the results, they're going to be looking for their comments. So I think it's really good that we are because we need to make sure we acknowledge everybody, or it's at least even the general way, but just to make sure people know they were being actually heard and their opinion was included. So I think this is good. I like the categories.
Okay.
Well, go ahead. No, that's fine. We're on it. It's the qualitative. Okay. It's quantitative and qualitative data, and that's what you do in market research. I mean, that's what this is. It's been done.
I'm a lawyer. Don't ask me.
And that's how you report it. So,
okay. Anything else? So we've sort of addressed the next item, which is the preparation of the report. We're basically going to wait and see how this collation process goes. And we'll have to meet again, unfortunately, to decide that issue, because I think it is too premature before we really have a handle on sort of what the qualitative and quantitative evidence is. I think we should not make decisions about how to proceed on putting that information we don't yet know about. So that we'll decide that. We'll sort of do the same thing again. Once we have that next chunk of information, we will figure out how we're going to put it together.
So Sarah's going to send, Sarah, I'm sorry for interrupting. Sarah, you'll send it out once we get it closed. And then we'll just, so I'm not even going to look at what we've got right now, because really it's going to change a little bit, or maybe not at all, but just look at the final product.
What I'll ask Sarah to do is, since some of the questions don't really have comments, like Joel, I understand you were being illustrative, but you know, like 1, 2, 3 don't really have comments. So instead of just dividing 15 questions by 3, we'll try and do it so that the bulk of the questions, each group has a similar number of comments to collate. And Sarah, you can do that, right?
Wait, each group or the 3 people in the group that's forming? I'm sorry.
So if we assume that there's 1,500 comments that are substantive, try and make sure that there's 500 comments that each of the groups is dealing with.
Okay.
Well, I would just say that question 15 is really the one that's going to have the most comments of various sorts. So that will probably... that would be the biggest one to tackle, I think.
But there are other ones as well. I mean,
there are. Yeah. I mean, some of them are just, you know.
I mean, 15 is the most important question in the survey.
So I'm sorry if maybe you already said this. I'm just tired today. But so Sarah, you're going to throw out the ones from the responses from people who were not residents, correct? So you'll
we have to vote on it because I think they should be included.
I would think we'd need a committee vote on that, and it's not noticed up
today.
So, but you'll be able to tell which one of the comments aren't from the village. I think it's only 5 people, so it's not that big a deal. But let's just make sure that our data is clean, because we are supposed to be doing a questionnaire of River Forest residents.
Right.
Yeah.
Kathleen.
Quick technical question. Sarah, I saw that, you know, you're tracking the IP addresses of the surveys with the addresses. When I did, my mom was over here, I helped her pull up the survey, she filled it out. I went on the same computer to do my survey and it wouldn't let me. It said we've already received a survey from this computer. Did anybody else see that?
I know. My husband and I used the same terminal to take ours, and I didn't encounter that.
Well, and I only tried doing it a few minutes later, so maybe if I go back in now, it'll work.
No, but Kathleen, my wife did it, and then I did it right after on the same computer, and I got bounced out as well. And then I did it on my iPad, and it worked.
Okay.
So I don't know, because it's the same IP address. It's, you know, I mean, the IP address is just our modem, but I did it immediately after her, and it didn't work, so I did it on my iPad, and it worked.
Okay. I just didn't know if anyone else, I was trying to, my work computer blocked it, so I was trying to figure it out. I thought since I helped create the survey, I should probably complete one.
I can't believe you didn't do it already.
I did mine whenever the thing came out. Although I never get a postcard.
Either.
So.
So we need to take a vote on the non-residents, and then we need to, once the survey closes, then there's going to be an ask for the subcommittees to meet and nominate someone on each subcommittee to be a part of the next committee, correct? Is that what I'm hearing? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Is there going to be an announcement or another push to get people who haven't filled out the survey yet to...
Probably should.
Thank you for the segue of something I forgot for Sarah to say.
So we are planning to post on social media again tomorrow, and it'll just be the same text that we used previously, and I think I'll just add the word reminder on top.
Yeah. The deadline.
Thank you, Ingrid.
The 31st, yeah.
Beautiful.
And then the last thing for tonight is we sent you links. I mean, I was the one that raised this question with Sarah, because I've gone through the website, and I found it difficult to find information. And so... what I would like, and this is really sort of the multidisciplinary committee and the communication committee at the same time, and ultimately, again, it's a decision of the village board or the task force, but I would like for some people to go through and decide what's relevant in that information we have, what's not, and how we can better present it to the village. And that is information on non-lethal things you can do to prevent property damage, for instance, and stuff like that. So there were links in the agenda to those. Is that something, Joel, that you, and I forget who the chairman of the communication committee is?
Me. Sure.
And John. Is that something you two guys could also take on, or is this too much?
No. That's right.
Shouldn't that be done after the results? Because we can put a lot of information in there based off, like people, you know, again, talking about sterilization or just remove, I mean, all that's, you know, that's going to lead us to this, saying we need to emphasize this stuff or not. Or.
But again, I don't want to wait to, because we have way too much lag time. So I'd like to get some forward motion, because again, we got to present this as a motion. So we got to have another meeting to do something. That's the challenge in this. So I'd like to get the process moving forward so that if we decide to do something, we're able to do it at that meeting rather than having to wait another week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever, to have a meeting to make that decision. That's the process I'm trying to deal with. So I'm trying to get in front of that. And you know, again, it's, everything is ultimately a decision of this committee. It's not individual subcommittees. It's more just having the subcommittees sift through and make recommendations. That's really what I'm looking for. So nothing would be done necessarily until the committee as a whole decides. But rather than making everything wait on the next step, I'd rather start moving everything towards a conclusion at the end of September or October or whenever, so that we're able to, when we finish, we're done.
Tom, this is Annette Madden. I wouldn't mind being a part of gathering data on options other than the culling.
Well, Annette, which subcommittee are you on right now?
Communication. I don't mean to step on you, John, but I mean,
No, Annette, by all means, that was the greatest thing you've said since you started these committees.
The links that were a part of the packet are links to the Village Board website that contains information.
Yes.
If there's other stuff anyone else wants to contribute that we can consider, I'm welcome, you know, you're welcome to do it. Perfect. But we just have to start moving that process forward.
Great.
Because, you know, one of the things that we did pledge to do was look at other alternatives. And so we should start looking at other alternatives.
So would I gather that data and send it to Sarah? Would that be how?
If you have other things that the Village website doesn't have, so I would suggest that first look at the website, what's on the website.
Right.
Right now, it's not very well placed within the website. It's difficult to find. So the links that we provided, my thought was to have basically a Dear Committee, Dear Information page on the website that collates all of this information.
Right.
But we got to figure out what we want in there.
Okay.
That's what I was looking for. But, and it shouldn't just be you. That's not fair to you. So is there anyone else that's willing to help Annette in doing this? Unless, Annette, you want to do it by yourself?
No, thank you.
Sound like Joel said yes, and I'm willing to help. So.
Okay, so again, so Annette, Joel, Marta, and John, if you guys could coordinate with each other. Again, the links are there. If you've got other information, share it with each other. Give it to Sarah if you want everyone else to see it so that she can share it with us. But let's just start gathering that information so we can make a decision at some point on what we want said.
Tom, if I may, one thing that I can do is just start to put this information in one spot on the website, what's already available, and just create a guide. I'm asking them if that's something they want.
That'd be very helpful from my perspective.
Okay.
Considering I don't think I've been on the site.
Sarah will talk to Eric and make sure that he's okay with it. Because here's the issue. We don't want to get in the situation of telling the staff how to run the website. So, because that's strictly an administrative function, and it's not something that we should start meddling in. I was envisioning basically a separate page, but I'm going to let Sarah talk to Eric, and if he's okay with it, then that's fine. But then that's just the beginning point. So that, you know, I would like to have a Dear Task Force webpage that we christened, organized. Shows everyone how hard we worked. Okay.
No, I'm just a little confused what you want people to do from the website. I thought that we're, yeah, but I'm not doing it.
Again,
so
it's
I guess
just
it doesn't
preparing
matter.
The ground for decisions the committee will ultimately make.
Okay.
So it's okay. Going to be related to our deliverable, Tom.
I'm sorry, Joel?
The function you're describing right now will be related to our deliverable, which is
right. And don't, I mean, please don't spend a lot of time. I just really look at anything you think that's irrelevant, anything you think is relevant, anything you think is important. And again, if there's other information that you guys can bring, that's great.
Sure.
So next meeting, we'll get the results. The survey is going to be final the end of this week.
Monday.
Mm-hmm. Survey is going to be final Monday. How much time do you guys think we need for this? You want to kick it a month? So we come back late September?
Have we decided how we're going to divide up the comments?
Yeah, I'm not. What are your deliverables?
I'll work with Sarah to make it, to send an even balance of comments to everyone.
Okay.
So that no one subgroup is overwhelmed. And then the deliverable is basically just to collate that information.
So, but is the entire committee going to see all comments though, if we want?
Yeah.
They're in the packet today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read all those.
Whatever comments come in between now and Monday, Sarah will send out to everybody.
Okay, but you're saying you're going to task each subcommittee for whoever their chairperson is going to be or they're anointed to look at 500 and then another to 500, et cetera. Okay. And then they're going to come together.
Be that round a number, but to the extent that we can, we will. Sarah and I will balance the workload.
Got it. Okay.
And then, sorry, Tom, that I didn't read the packet close enough. When would the actual results, the binary results, or of the actual survey beyond the comments.
I'm going to let Sarah.
The quantitative, everything's there.
Well, I would assume we would get it.
Why are you looking at me so puzzled? I'm asking when
it's
going to be available
to us. First.
Seems like a legitimate question.
Huh? Yeah, so the final result would be available September 1st, right?
I guess
after the quantitative stuff, and then we'll have the comments too. But
so that'll be distributed to this task force.
To everybody, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so I can export the SurveyMonkey results in a few different ways, and one of the ways is how it was presented in the packet, and then another one of the ways is by individual responses. So it's literally a line for each respondent, and then each column is their answer to the question. So that one's not really
helpful.
It's not very digestible, but I can export those on September 1st and send them out to the entire committee.
Yeah, I thought the format that Sarah gave them to us this time was effective in going through it.
Yeah, me too.
Agreed.
It was a lot.
Yeah, so then September 1st, Sarah will send out the final result of the survey. Well, except there may be some paper ones we get in, and I'll input them as soon as I can. But that's, the paper ones. We've got 18 paper ones right now, so it's not a big segment of the – I don't think it'll impact the survey very much. But Sarah will send it out on the 1st, and then we will get back to you. I got to take my son to school, so I'm not getting back until next Thursday, so we won't be able to divide the stuff up until probably – a week from the 1st, so probably the 8th at the earliest.
And can we just take out the non-resident information just so we don't have to deal with that stuff?
We would need to have noticed that up 40 hours prior to the meeting for us to take a substantive action. So we'll have that vote at the next meeting.
If that's the committee's intention, though, I can I can take them out of the results that I send you. But
does anyone disagree?
It can be an official action.
Does anyone disagree with that?
I think it's crazy that they jumped in on it.
Right, no, Dawn, I'm being a bit pedantic, but I'm just trying to follow the rules.
Right, let's follow the rules. Let's take a vote then. Do we not have a quorum?
No, but we didn't notice up that we were taking a vote on the issue. Today's
entire
agenda is just for discussion today. I'm sorry?
They're not valid. I mean, they're not valid responses. So I don't even know why we would even have to include them anyway, because they are not valid. Why we waste our time even looking at it? I mean, there are enough.
I just think it was because it was put on a public site, survey, and we've just got to make a vote because this is the way it rolls.
So Tom, how can we just take those? How can we do this so that those we don't have to waste our time looking at those?
I'll have Sarah take them out of what she sends to you, and then we'll formalize that decision at our next meeting.
Yeah, I just think be more efficient.
I think it's kind of funny, let's be honest.
I do too. I would love to know where they're from.
I am not surprised based on if you read some of the Facebook comments, I am absolutely not surprised.
There are right, and there are people that don't live here. It's
Facebook
does not surprise me at all.
Yeah.
Okay, so are we okay with the last Tuesday of September for our next meeting?
The what? The last what?
The last Tuesday of September. Tuesday seemed to work for us.
The last Tuesday.
Yeah, I just have to look at
the that gives everyone 4 weeks. That gives everyone 4 weeks to do the collating and the final analysis.
So September,
I don't want to rush you guys. You know, 29? You're not getting paid for this. So.
No, I'm just thinking you have to present the report by October 31st, right?
29th.
Right, but I think we could probably get it done, get the writing done. I mean, the bulk of this is going through all those comments and collating. The writing of the report is fairly easy, I think.
Oh, that's fine. I'm not doing it. So,
whoa. Hey, have you already decided that?
All right, guys, can we?
I don't think we can force people to do it. It's.
I'm kidding, Ingrid.
I know. Okay, so are we good with that? The 29th at 7:30.
Right.
Is that the 29th?
Yes.
Add it on my calendar.
Works for me.
Yeah.
Works. Cool. Jack. Hi. Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Adios. Thank you.
No, I need a motion.
Good work.
Motion to adjourn.
Jacqueline
moved to adjourn. Can I have a second?
Second.
I got to do a roll call. Tom Cargi, yes. Second. Dan Hollenbach. Kathleen Hughes.
Yes.
Don Mezgala.
Yes.
Ron Lamar. John Rager.
Yes.
Annette Madden.
Yes.
Ingrid Liu.
Yes.
Catherine Christmas. Joel Luking.
Yes.
Lori Gillard.
Yes.
Jack Flynn.
Yes.
Julie Armstrong.
Yep.
And Marta Kosber.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
We will get that stuff to you as soon as we can.
Awesome.
Adios.
Take care.
Bye.